Ek wil vanaand met julle praat oor oor drome, maar nie soos 'n droom van wat jy slaap nie. En ek weet dit is nogal amazing om my drome te droom en ek het actually 'n droom gehad wat my gerek het in 'n nagdroom as in wanneer jy nou slaap. En ek het die aand toe droom ek is ek het twee drome gehad, maar ek gaan die tweede een vertel wat my Ek's in Sunnydale se church en jy gaan mos van Life Cafe loop jy op by die trappe na die kantore toe. En ek loop toe op by die trappe in die droom en dit gaan net op en op en op en op en ek loop net opper en opper en dan kom toe heel bo en ek's op die oppervlak en ek sien daar so is 'n deurtjie, hy's omtrent so hoog. En ek dink like okay, ons moet deur die deurtjie gaan en die deurtjie maak so oop en nou moet ek afgaan op my knieë en ek kruip so deur die deurtjie. En die deur gaan, nou is ek in hierdie klein tonnel, maar daar is 'n lig wat skyn in hierdie klein gangetjie. En die deur maak oop soen toe weg van my af. Dat is so nou tonnel daai kant, dat as jy die deur oop maak, dan raak hy al amper in die muur wat daar is. En dan is so 'n gang wat so af is. En voor my is daar, ek sien 'n tannie wat sulke bruin skoene aan het, maar hierdie tannie is like van German. Tannies, daai German skoene, daai bruin skoene, met hierdie stockings en hierdie skirt wat so onder die knie kom, lyk soos 'n German auntie, staan sy daar, en ek kyk so, en sy kyk so af vir my, ek neem aan sy kyk af vir my, en sy sê vir my, he's been waiting for you, he's ready, en in my weet ek dis Jesus, wat vir my wag, maar kruip so vinnig haar deur nê en ek kom so opgestaan nou is die tannie nou reg hierso en ek draai om en ek kyk so af by die gang en ek sien Jesus ek het nog nooit Jesus in 'n droom gesien nie sien ek hom aan die einde van hierdie gang en hy sit en hy speel klavier en hy speel so te speel en hy kyk net so vir my en smile yes, en ek gooi my hande op om te worship en toe val ek face down like toe ek so val nê toe ek tref nie die vloer nie, ek val so en ek travel, woe, tot by sy voet, tot by die klavier, en ek sak net soos het op die grond, soos in net in absolute adoration, en ek word wakker, nee, en ek huil, soos in 'n baba, ek ruk soos ek huil, maar die lyn raak wakker, ek probeer hierdie ding te record, ek het nog nie recording, ek is so deur die slaap, maar ek is wrecked, dat Jesus vir my gewag het, en dit was incredible geweest. En dit was die saterdag aand wat ek het gedroom het, sonoggend gaan ek kerk toe, pre-meeting tyd, ek sê die droom, nee, en het is soos, ons allemaal raak wrecked, en sê net dat Jesus is net, hy is net daar, en dit was glad nie my notes om daar die droom te share nie, maar dit is glad nie die drome waarvan ek wil praat vanavond, maar ek wil dit met julle share, want het is incredible, daar die drome wat jy het wanneer jy slaap. Maar hierdie drome wat ek vanaand wil oor praat is soos daardie daydreams. Daardie goeie wat jy ek kyk na julle soos 'n spiritual papa en ek kyk na julle en ek droom oor julle en ek dink net like wat sien ek in Jesus wat daai persoon gaan word eendag en wat sien ek in hulle? En dan droom ek oor julle. En al van kleins af het ek soveel drome gehad, as in daydreams, als ek 'n goeie bly droom, dat die dag toe ek trou, het my ma vir Marjolein gesê, nou kan jy hom kry, want ek is, like, ek kan nie meer sy drome handle nie, dit is soos in, dan wil hy gat deur sy kamer bou, en dan wil hy dit doen, dan is hy besig om sy rokke te bou, dan wil hy, soos in, ek wil net 'n cowboy word, en dan wil ek Wimbledon gaan speel, dan elke dag het ek 'n nuwe droom, ek hou net nie op met my drome nie, en Nathan het ook dit gekry, hy crazy drome, soos, Dad, I would like a giraffe, but he must be strong, no, I want a gorilla, but he must have one of those shock things that shock people. Hulle gaan aan en hy droom soos 20 drome like in 'n minuut. Dis is incredible. So hy het like die full portion gekry. En so die droom en ons het ook worship net een sang gedoen het vanaand. Is ek wil met julle drome share, nê? Nee? En ek wil vra, nou dis my prayer hierdie week geweest dat die Here ons harte so sal vat en saam knit, nê, nee, dat ons dat julle kan sien dit wat ek sien. En ek wil hê jy moet jou hart posture vanaand, dat ek wil sien. En die eerste skrif is in 2 Konings 6 vers 17, en ek wil hom net daar uitsit, as jy notas maak, dit is 2 Konings 6 vers 17. En dit is met die dienskneg wat na Elisa toe kom en vir hom net sê, like, ons is surrounded, en hy sê, is ok, gaan uit, en maak oop sy oë, toe bid Elisa, dit is Elisa, ja, open his eyes, en toe ewerskielik sien, daar's chariots of fire rondom hulle, en engele, en my prayer is, nee, is dat, dat ons sal sien vanavond, en ek wil sommer vir ons bid nou, waar ons is, open our eyes, Jesus laat ons sien, Jesus laat ons sien vanavond, kom captivate ons harte, en laat ons sien, soos een mens wat sien, nie deur broken glasses nie, nie deur glasses wat distortion gee, of iets in hulle nie, maar Here, dat ons crystal clear vanavond kan sien, as a family, in Jesus naam, Amen. Great. En ek weet of julle kan onthou daar die famous speech wat Martin Luther King Jr., die Baptist preacher, wat hy daar gesê het, I have a dream. Ach, gooi hem ons daar heavy speech wat hy gegee het. En is absoluut vanaand wat ek wil hê, dat like, I have a dream, maar meer van I have a dream. Ek glo dat dit is in jou ook. Want die selfde Holy Spirit wat in my is, is in jou ook. So die selfde drome is in ons harte, en baie keer is ons miskien so besig met ons eie drome, dat ons actually nie luister as hy fluister nie, en hy sê vir ons, dis wat ek vir julle het, dan mis ons het baie keer. Een van julle ouwens brand hierdie drome wat ek gaan share vanavond, so diep in jou hart, dat jy is soos een man, jy is excited, even as ek het gaan noem vanavond, gaan jy excited raak, want jy weet, jy het die selfde droom. En hoe ek hierdie message gesien het, hoe dit gebore was in my hart was, ek het gedink, imagine net, a visitor kom in, nou ons het nou vanavond a visitor, maar imagine net, hoe lyk dit nou, nee? Dat ons alles, ons is so a family, dat ons sal enig iets onderste boe draai en achterste onder wat ook al, om te keiter vir ons familie, of vir ouwens wat inkom. En dat ons so ons kyk uit, ons is nie like navel guys in jylle tyd, het ek belly fluff, of wat ook al, ek is jylle tyd in my naalkie betrokken nie, maar ek is soos in, ek kyk uit, dis soos in, ek kyk uit na die mense rondom my, en dat ons so vloed sal wees, dat die Holy Spirit ons kan move net sy wil, en ons is nie stuck in ons ways, en sê, Lord, this is my it, en so gemaakt, so gelat staan nie, but Holy Spirit kom move ons around. Nou die eerste droom, of wat die eerste droom wat ons het, is in Markus 2, en ek gaan actually vraag, want hier is nou niks plek vir my Bybel nie, wie van julle lees mooi, wat uit my Bybel uit kan lees, hier so met die microfoon, wie van julle onderwijsers, onderwijseresse, Afrikaans, kom, wie van julle is braaf, ons het 'n brawe persoon nodig, dis kort, dis net 1-2 verses, Ok, ga deze go. Oh, Jesus, kan jy net 'n mic dan al gryp? Dankie, bro. Ek gaan net die vers gee, dan kan jy kan sommer net 'n mic gryp, en sommer net daar, so, of iewers sit op die verhoog, jy kan net vir ons lees. Het sal great wees. Ons het actually gister daaroor gespot, of nie, of gepraat daaroor. Markus 2, vers 1 en 2. Ok, so DC gaan vir ons lees vanavond. DC, daar is een paar skrips, so jy kan maar sit, hy sê nie mind om sommer daar te
toet.
Hey jou, Markus 2 vers 1 en 2. Check hierdie uit, Arons, dis incredible.
En na paar dae het hy weer in Kapernaum gekom, en die mense het gehoor dat hy in die huis was, en dadelijk het baie saamgekom, so dat daar selfs by die deur nie meer plek was nie, en hy was besig om aan hulle die woord te verkondig.
So toe hulle hoor Jesus is daar, toe kom so baie mense daar aan, dat hulle soos, en daar is nie eens plek by die deur nie. Ek bedoel, dis crazy om te ding, dit is like, en Jesus het hulle geleer, so dit is like a church service, en daar is nie meer plek nie. En dit brand in my hart, en laat het in elkeen van ons harte brand, en dis ons droom, dat wanneer ons iets aanpak, nie, dat ons so in al ons hordes daar aankom, dat het absolutely church gaan net so different wees. Dit is nie net so spas dingetjie, ons het 'n pre-meeting, en dan kom drie ouens nie, want het is nie so nie, dis soos in die, ons het omtrent 20 ouens wat op 'n maandagoggend saam bid, maar imagine it, droom net saam met my, ek wil hê, jy moet saam met my droom, imagine dit, nee, morgenoggend, 5:30, is daar bid hier by ons huis, en daar is bid hier morgenoggend 5:30 by ons huis, en imagine nou net, allemaal van ons rak op daar so, imagine dit, daar is nie plek nie, daar is nie, ek bedoel, dat jy gaan die kombuis moet staan, en die TV-kamer moet staan, die sitkamer, jy mag dalk in die voorportaal moet staan, imagine dit, imagine jy moet like vroeg kom, want jy weet, anders gaan jy op die stoep buiten moet staan, vir die bid hier, like droom saam met my, en as jy op my huis was, jy kan in my huis imagine, net allemaal is net soos ingeprop daar so, en die huis is propvol, en imagine, ek het ook gedroom net oor 21ste, dis rugby, elke ou, ek wil jy encourage, elke ou wat in die church is, kom, join ons en bring 'n vriend saam. Imagine ons allemaal sit daar om en skrou terwyl hierdie TV in die gang is en hy bokke druk deur die All Blacks. Ek bedoel, imagine net ouens kom by mekaar en net hoe different dit lyk. Kerk lyk different dan as ons allemaal inpoor by mekaar. Die tweede ene, ons het 'n droom om eendragtig by mekaar te kom, ek weet dit klink soos 'n huge woord, eendragtig, maar dit beteken with one accord, en ek gaan gou hier so in Engels vir ons lees, ne? En dis nou waar ek nog 'n copy and paste het, wat, dis nou 'n stukkie hier so, het sê with one accord, dit beteken with one mind, with one accord, as in a one accord meaning they were in agreement, with one passion. It's a unique Greek word used 12 times in the New Testament, and 10 of those 12 times it was used in the book of Acts. Nee, dit was so 'n nuwe revelation gewees, dat die kerk het by mekaar gekom, hulle was in one accord. It just looks so differently. Dit is soos, imagine jy is in hierdie bootjie, en ons sê, ons roei soon toe. En elke ou vat sy spaan, en hy druk het in, ons gaan in die rigting. Maar was jy al op 'n vloot gewees, nee? En hulle sê, ouens, kom ons kom by die kant uit, en jy het slim Jan, wat hierdie kant toe roei, en goed soos dit, en hierdie ou roei soen toe, en twee ouens roei hierdie kant toe, en allemaal, en broer, jy bly maar net daar, sê, move miskien so'n bietjie soen toe, het hang af, as jy rou by in jou kant, dan gaan jy by die kantlijn uitkom, maak jy so, of het net alleen hy is wat roei nie, maar at least, dis soos in, dis, as allemaal die selfde richting roei, dit lyk soveel beter, soveel beter, so droom saam met my, dat dit is kerk, dat ons one mind is, ons is one passion, absolutely one passion, dat is soos vanavond, as ons weer gaan worship, imagine het allemaal van ons, one passion vir Jesus, dit is soos allemaal one heart, just one mind vir Jesus Christus, en het sês, hierdie woord, hierdie woord het twee meanings, it compounds of two meanings, and the one is rush along and in unison. So one accord means to rush along in unison. So dis nie 'n passiewe woord, ons doen hierdie ding vir Jesus nie, maar dis absolute, ons hardloop, dit is soos 'n active woord, en dan doen ons dit nog in unison, ons doen dit hand om lyf en ons hart op hierdie ding. Okay, and this image is almost musical. A number of notes are sounded while being different, harmonized in pitch and tone. As the instruments of a good concert under the direction of a concert master, so the Holy Spirit blends together the lives of the members in Christ's church. So dit is waar absoluut die Holy Spirit direct ons. Hoe klink die Engels maar sleg, jong? Ok. En is so dis absoluut, dis soos die harmonie van elkeen van ons, wat ietsie anderster doen, maar het saam is het a glorious symphony. En in Handelinge 2 vers 1, is hierdie droom wat ons het, dat allemaal kom by mekaar, Handelinge 2 vers 1. Handelinge 2 vers 1.
En toe die dag van die Pinksterfees aangebreek het, was hulle allemaal eendragtig by mekaar.
Soos allemaal van hulle. Like droom saam met my. Imagine, kerk, imagine ons. Ons is soos in, ons kom by mekaar en ons het een goal in mind. En dis om Jesus groot te maak. Allemaal van ons. Dit is nie ek is op my eie mission, en ek is op my, ek roei hierdie kant toe, en die ander roei soen toe, maar ons allemaal kom saam, en ons allemaal kom vir een gaan, dis vir Jesus. Ek gaan vir jou so lang die scriptje vooraf gee, want ek leer nou. Okay, Openbaring 2 vers 4. En, waar hierdie ene, is waar Jesus actually na die kerk kyk, en hy sê, luister, jy het iets verloor. You've lost something. You've lost your first love. Maar Openbaring 2 vers 4 sê vir ons dit.
Kom na hom toe, die levende steen wat deur die mense wel verwerp is, maar by God uitverkore en kosbaar is.
Openbaring 2 vers 4.
Sorry, dis Petrus.
Dis okay.
2 vers 4, kom maar. Maar ek het teen jou dat jy jou eerste liefde verlaat het.
Ek het teen jou dat jou eerste liefde verlaat het. Imagine almal van ons wat vurig ons love vir Jesus brand warm. As in elkeen van ons, ons is so in love met Jesus. Imagine het kerk. Nou ek weet hoe kerk, hoe ek kerk gedoen het voordat ek tot bekering gekom het en dit was net horribaal. Dit was absolutely horribaal. En die Holy Spirit konwik my nou net oor iets. Die eerste punt wat ek gemaak het is, het ek gesê dat as ons in die kerk kom, en ons sal die hele diens omdraai vir een persoon. Ek is jammer, Heilige Gees, ek het nie geluister nie. Sorry, the rest of the sermon will be in English. The rest of the sermon will be in English. My notes are in Afrikaans, but I'm going to gooi English. Okay. And Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. Gustav, ek dink die Lord bel nou om te sê, well done. I say, jy het it. You've got it. And thank you very much. Thank you, Javi. And so if we can change the whole service for one person, just imagine what church would look like. It's different. It's now doing exactly this. Jesus knew about it. Excuse me, sir, what's your name? Ephraim. Joch, eh? You from the Bible, eh? How old are you? I mean, like, they wrote about you. No, joking. So in any case, so Lord Jesus, he knew what was going to happen. And the Lord used you tonight to come and to break things open for us. So it's incredible. It's lovely that you are here tonight to actually demonstrate what the Father wanted to happen tonight. This is glorious. I love it. So, yes, man. So our hearts need to burn hot red for Jesus. We need to go for Jesus 100%. Now, the next dream, imagine church is in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and 42. And imagine all of us do this, each one of us. And even as we're reading it and as I'm sharing, I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit will convict us of where this is not happening in our lives and that we can actually change around, that we can actually repent of our ways. Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and 42.
So those who received this word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls, and they devoted themselves to apostles.
Cool. Let's quickly stop there. They said in verse 41 that about 3,000 of them devoted them or actually got born again. That is after it was on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was poured out. Peter preached this message. About 3 people came to salvation. So just read the first few words of verse 42. So these 3,000 people, these 3,000 people, they just got saved. Imagine these 3,000 people. And then the next verse says, and those 3,000 people devoted themselves. Imagine what church looked like. Now, a lot of those guys were like Hebrew boykies and Hebrew aunties. So they used to go into church and put this cloth over their heads and they would say their prayers and do these things and everything, all these religious duties. And suddenly, these guys are alive in Christ. And suddenly things are totally turned upside down. And they are devoted. They are giving of themselves to the things of the Lord. Exodus 36 verse 5.
Exodus 36 verse 5.
And yesterday, it was yesterday. Yesterday we were at a Christian's party. He's turning 36 tomorrow. So we were at his party. So we're sitting there, and then I mentioned to them, I asked the guys around me, like, are any of you guys available to help me move this morning, to help my mom move this morning? And then I got so many responses, I actually had to say to Daniel O'D, no, it's okay, you guys can sleep late tomorrow, you don't have to come. And they're like, no, we want to come. No, it's okay, we've got enough hands. Because even with the hands that came, it took us 26 minutes to move everything into the house. So that was very good. It was just a trailer and a bucky, so it went very quickly. But the thing was, I had to like, no, it's okay, we have enough. Now check this out, in Exodus 36 verse 5. Now, this is the building of the tabernacle. So this guy comes to Moses, and this is what he tells Moses in Exodus 36 verse 5.
And said to Moses, the people bring much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do.
They brought too much. They had to do this. And while I was preparing, I was looking at my couch. And I saw my couch, and I thought, imagine we had to build this couch. We need wood and leather and nails and screws and stuff. So I'm just thinking about this, and suddenly imagine we say, we'd like to build a couch, guys. Do any of you have like some like materials at home? Imagine like you guys bring all this wood and leather and stuff, and we've got to say, please stop. I only need to build a couch, you know, just for us. So this is more than enough. Thank you. But, you know, this is what happened. They just brought stuff and brought stuff and brought stuff, and this was for the building of the tabernacle. And we've seen glimpses of this in church, that some of us had need. And then suddenly there's more than the rent that has to be paid. Then all more money just comes in, more than what we need. Now money is not the same as wood and things like that, because you can always put money in a bank account. It doesn't matter how much there is. You can never bring enough of that, because we can always extend the kingdom with that. But there's such a generosity among these people that there wasn't enough. They had more than enough. Imagine us all like that. What church would look like if we give of ourselves in such a way, and give of our resources, and give of just of who we are. Just think of what it would look like. Hectic. Imagine a bring and share, where the one you bring and share, and you just bring your salt and vinegar chips, you put it on the table, and no one brings anything, and everyone chows your chips like in 2 minutes, the chips is gone. And then everyone stands around and everyone's like hungry. But imagine this now, where everyone brings stuff. You have to bring out another table to pack out the food, and you just bring, and everyone has a feast. Imagine that. This is the dream. This is what church should look like. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. This dream about going out and making disciples. We read in Matthew 10, verse 1. Imagine the church like this.
And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority. 10 to 1, eh?
No, just verse 1, yeah. Yeah, 10, verse 1, yeah. So, he called how many to him?
12 disciples.
He called 12 disciples. So, let's quickly look at verse 5.
These 12 Jesus sent out.
Okay, cool stuff. So in verse 1, he calls 12. In verse 5, he sends 12. And all of us are called by Jesus. And imagine, I don't know how many are here, but imagine each one of us. Jesus calls all of us, and then he says, all of you guys go. And imagine all of us respond. Imagine what church would look like. Just like Martin Luther said, I have a dream. He was a Baptist preacher. So he's like, and also with, I read a bit about this, I have a dream from Martin Luther. It wasn't in his notes, I have a dream. He shared that at previous messages and things like that. So he's got his message written out. So he's reading this. And there was this gospel singer on the platform or something like that. And while he was reading, she shouted at him and she said, Tell them about your dream. Tell them about your dream. And then he pushed these notes aside. And for the next half of his message, he said, I have a dream. And he said that my young children will grow up and live safe in this country, not because or be discriminated because of the color of their skin, but because of the character of their hearts. And he says, I have a dream that black men and white men, Protestants and Catholics will join together in the old Negro song. And he says, I have a dream. And he just goes. And this is like the best speech ever done by him. And it's still ringing true till this day. So imagine all of us say, I have a dream. And not just a dream, but seeing it manifest in our lives. In our lives. Like Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, where he calls the 12. And in verse 5, he sends the 12. If he has called you, he will always also send you. He will not just call you and just leave you. He will call you and send you. Power. Where's Jeremiah? Power. It's like that's like Jeremiah's word. Thank you, Ian. Thank you. And so 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. Now, imagine church, you in church, not just the building. We are the church. This is just a building. But imagine gathering together and each one of us embraces, each one of us embraces what the Lord gives. Now, yesterday, being at the party, I saw Christian with his gifts. Man, he opened that stuff at the speed of light, and then he was there. I didn't see him once receiving a gift and say, no, sorry, no, sorry, don't give it to me. He's like, thank you. Like, wow, Kariki, God, this is so cool. But check this out in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11.
All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportioned to each one individually as he wills.
He apportions to each one as he wills. He apportions to each one. So each one of us have a portion, has a gift from the Holy Spirit, each one of us. None of us are exempt. Doesn't matter how disqualified you feel. Doesn't matter if you feel, if I stand you with a mic, I will shake, I can't do this, or whatever the case may be. You might disqualify yourself, that you might think of yourself, maybe you're not too smart, or maybe you're not too bold, or maybe you, whatever reasons we use to disqualify ourselves with, whatever that might be, remember this, that a gift was given, a portion to you and to me, each one of us, as he wills. And what is our posture like when the Father comes and he gives you a gift? Will we take that, or do we like, no, thank you? I mean, imagine, think, who's like a rich person in the world these days? Like, who's a goeie? Okay, Bill Gates. I'm going to go for Bill Gates. That flows, it flows easy off my tongue. So Bill Gates, imagine, we all know Bill Gates. So Bill Gates comes and he gives you a present. You know this guy's loaded. You know whatever he's going to give you will probably be loaded as well. So, man, I'm sure you can't wait for him to go, for you to open that gift, man. I'm like, because you know that thing is loaded, puppy. And so you've got this thing. So here comes the Jesus, God, and he comes and he gives you something for us to take hold of it and not just like, no, I can't receive this. You have a gift. And imagine each one of us received that gift. Each one of us. And then you use it. What would church look like? What would church look like? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. What would church look like if we all take our gifts, how small, how big, and you bring it? And look at this. I have a dream that church will be like this. Here we go.
Well then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn.
Okay, quickly pause there.
Read it again.
What then, brothers? When you come together,
each one, when you come together, okay, each one, yebo, goyo, dankie.
As a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation, let all things be done for building up.
Great. Now the thing is, it doesn't just mean a church service, it means when we come together, that so each one has something to give. What would church look like? Like, dream with me quickly. What would church look like? Imagine that. What is your gift? If you don't know, then if you sit and you're like, I don't know what my gift is, don't leave it there. Don't leave it there. We're going to have a time tonight. We're going to have a time in worship. And we trust that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And if He doesn't speak to you tonight, may He speak to you soon after this and show you what you need to do. Show you like what your gift is. Because He has apportioned to each one a gift. And church would look so much different when we come together, each one bringing his gift. I don't think we must look fuss on those few things and say, we must all come with a hymn or a whatever, you know, those things. I think it's much more of it. But it means that we come giving. Church will look different, eh? It's like, okay, cool, Matt is leading worship tonight. The other guys are, whew, I don't have to lead worship tonight. Oh, man, I'm off the hook like lacquer. No, we all come and it's like, I have something to give. I have something to give. Like, and more than just the cups, and more than just the sound and putting out the papirikis, the papers, and more than just packing the chairs. It's much more than this. What do you have? It would be explosive. It would be like, you know, you can be that catalyst. You know, you can put all the ingredients in there. Have you ever made like a chlorine bomb or one of those things? You make all those things, but you need that missing ingredient. You put that missing ingredient in, and then you must haul. Then you must run, because then it's going to happen. So imagine each one of us bring an ingredient. Man, it's this poiky. It's like coming together as this big pot, and each of us come and climb over into this pot, and we're like, hey, Carols, and you go with the flow as the Lord stirs us, and we go, and Tristan gets in, and we're like, hey, Carols, this is cool, like, how's it, bro? Like, when I got into this pool, it was like a certain flavor, it had the certain tasty, like, saltiness, and then Tristan comes, after he cycled to church, and then it's extra salt in it, and then we go, and each one gets into this place. Imagine this. Imagine Jesus comes and he scoops from it and he feeds the nations. And it's, man, in this poiki, it's got something of all of us. We've contributed. And don't stand on the side of the pot and just check if all the guys going around. You're going to get drunk. And the Bible says, do not get drunk of wine. It leads to sin. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. So climb in now, bro. Get into this poiki. And let the Holy Spirit use us and bring the best out of us. But you know, sometimes you can eat a poiki and it's a hoener poiki. And the chicken, bro, they're bopping out there and suffocating. Everyone wants a scoop of the hoener. Everyone wants that chicken. It must be in his plate. Things like that. But with that scoop comes a little sosi and what's that other green stuff? Baby marrows, and you might feel like a baby marrow. You might feel like you're just floating around. Like, I'm not making much of a fiscal. You know, I'm not making much of a difference. I'm not like a, you know, it's like Deesia. He's like a chicken, bro. He's like scoop Deesia, put him in my plate. I want that flavor of Deesia. But you are that little baby marrow. You are important. You bring a flavor. If it's just a chicken floating around there, then it's not poiki. Then it's chicken. But I want to encourage, imagine church, everyone comes and you walk in the doors as if you climb into this thing. You say, man, whatever I am today, I might have a little bicky like a fraud piece, like a little rotten piece, not rotten, or maybe even that, but you get into that and you're like, and as we mingle together, as healing comes and your little fraughtness, you know, it's like, it's not, it's like we, you know, you get healing and God brings healing. But get into the poiki. I want to encourage you, get, the church will look different. Dream with me what church will be like if every single one of us are in this poiki. Man, oh my goodness, church will look so much different, eh? 2 Chronicles 29 and verse 28. And this is my last dream that I want to share with you. And there's many more. There's many, many more. And of where 2 Chronicles 29 verse 28. And the heart behind it is that God wants to take us as a family and let us run together in unison. 2 Chronicles 29 verse 28. And we all run together. It looks so different. It looks so different.
When the offering was finished, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped.
Okay. 2 Chronicles 29, 28. And read it again, please.
29. Oh, sorry. That was 29.
29 verse 28.
The whole assembly worshipped.
Okay. Let's just read the first few words slowly.
The whole assembly worship.
The whole assembly worship. I mean, church would look different. This is the last one we're sharing, and then we're going to go worship now, okay? But, so I've left, like, not the best for last, but I've left something that we can actually now live that out. And that we will all decide as the worship goes, we're all going to get into this poiki. I'm not going to stand on the outside and look at these guys and just think, oh, that guy's crazy. Oh, well, she's weird, or whatever the case may be. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to jump into this poiki tonight and worship Jesus wholeheartedly. It says the
whole assembly.
The whole assembly. Not saying that it was a gut of the assembly, it was the yet this gut in the assembly, it's like pockets of no worshippers. It says the whole, as in everybody, came together and worship. Church will look different, absolutely different. And you might feel like, look, I don't want to, whatever the case may be, but God has made us for this. God has made us for this, to worship Him and to give Him praise. It's like, man, when I see my kids love me when they come to me, like Nathan couldn't stop saying to me today, Dad, you're the best. You're the most awesomest. Amanda Lee was with Mario Lane doing a baby show. Keanu was at a party, so it was me and Nathan. We swam together. We rode motorbike together. And he just kept on saying to me, Dad, you're the best, Dad. You're the best, Dad. Man, Dad, you're the best dad. I want to be like you one day, Dad. I also want to be a good dad. And he goes on, and I'm just thinking, like, I shape him for love. I shape him to be able to receive love and give love. And then he comes my way, and it's like, man, he is showering me. It's like water's flowing over me of his love for me. And imagine we coming before the Lord, and in our brokenness, we come and say, God, I was made for this. Your boy, as your boy, I was made for this, and I'm giving this to you because that's what you deserve. Because worship is for Him. It's not for us. Or you're a girl, you're a lady, you say, Lord, I was made for this. I was made to worship You. And I come before You, Lord, and I give You what I have. This is what I have. Like, receive my worship. But the whole assembly worship. Church will look so much different. So much different. And that was my last, I have a dream that this is what church would look like.